All right, let's get into it. Today, we're covering the top 7 key events in the history of the New York Knicks. Welcome to Cliff Notes' 7 to Know. I'm Cliff Notes. Here's the deal. You'll learn 7 facts about the New York Knicks in simpler terms, with quick memory hooks you can actually use. Knicks knowledge is a slam dunk for success. Fact number 1. June 6, 1946. The Knicks franchise is awarded to Ned Irish during the founding of the Basketball Association of America in New York City. Now listen, this is where the Knicks' DNA gets fused to Madison Square Garden and the Arena First model. Arena owners wanted to fill dark nights, and MSG's rule that the Garden had to own any pro tenant cleared the path for Irish. From a practical angle, that decision hardwired the Knicks to Midtown for generations. Test yourself. Who was awarded the Knicks franchise during the BAA's founding? Correct answer, Ned Irish. Memory aid. Irish eyes saw Knicks rise in 46 skies. Alright, next up, fact number 2. November 1st, 1946. The Knicks win the first game in league history against the Toronto Huskies at Maple Leaf Gardens. Think about it this way. The modern NBA's tip-off moment features the Knicks on the floor, edging the Huskies 68-66. The big idea is that New York is literally there at the birth of the league's record books. Quick check. Against which team did the Knicks win the first game in league history? Correct answer. Toronto Huskies. Memory aid. Knicks began with a win. History's first spin. On to the next point, fact number 3. 1950. The Knicks sign Nat Sweetwater Clifton, the first African-American player signed by a pro basketball team. Here's where it gets interesting. New York had already rostered Wataru Misaka in 1947, breaking a barrier as the first non-Caucasian in the BAA. Clifton's contract in 1950 is a landmark in the full integration of the pro game. In simpler terms, the Knicks helped open the door to the talent that would define the league. Pop quiz. Who was the first African-American player signed by the Knicks? Correct answer. Nat Sweetwater Clifton. Memory aid. Sweetwater's leap. History to keep. Let's keep it going with fact number 4. 1970. Willis Reed's heroic Game 7 return helps the Knicks win their first NBA championship. Here's the key point. Reed limps out, hits the first two jumpers, and emotionally flips the series. The Garden roars, the team locks in, and New York takes the title. Bonus nugget, Reed also became the first player ever to win All-Star MVP, regular season MVP, and Finals MVP in the same year. Quick test, which Knicks player's return inspired their first championship win in 1970? Correct answer, Willis Reed. Memory aid. Reed's grit, Knicks first title kit. Okay, moving forward to fact number 5. 1973. The Knicks win their second NBA championship, defeating the Lakers in 5 games. Let's clarify, under Red Holtzman, it's textbook team basketball, defense first, unselfish offense. Stars blending with role players. From a practical angle, this cements the early 70s Knicks as a cultural blueprint for what New York hoops pride looks like. Your turn. Who did the Knicks defeat to win their second NBA championship in 1973? Correct answer, Los Angeles Lakers. Memory aid. In 73, Knicks win spree. All right then, fact number 6. 1998-99, the Knicks become the first 8th seed to advance to the NBA Finals. Let's break this down. It's a lockout season. They upset the top-seeded Heat on Allen Houston's runner with 0.8 seconds left, sweep the Hawks, then outlast the Pacers with Larry Johnson's 4-point play as a signature moment. They fall to the Spurs in the finals, but the underdog arc is unforgettable. Quiz time. Which seed were the Knicks when they reached the NBA Finals in 1999? Correct answer, 8th, memory aid. 8th seeds fight, finals in sight. Now, let's shift gears to fact number 7. 2012. Linsanity revitalizes the Knicks mid-season and becomes a global sports phenomenon. Here's the deal. Jeremy Lin steps in, sparks a 7-game win streak, and suddenly the offense hums. In simpler terms, fit plus opportunity equals liftoff. It electrifies the garden and pulls in new fans worldwide. Quick check. What phenomenon revitalized the Knicks in 2012? Correct answer, Linsanity, memory aid, Lin's flair, Knicks in rare air. Quick recap, let's lock these in. Fact number 1. Who was awarded the Knicks franchise during the BAA's founding? Correct answer, Ned Irish. Fact number 2. Against which team did the Knicks win the first game in league history? Correct answer, Toronto Huskies. Fact number 3. Who was the first African-American player signed by the Knicks? Correct answer, Nat Sweetwater Clifton. Fact number 4. Which Knicks player's return inspired their first NBA championship win in 1970? Correct answer, Willis Reed. Fact number 5. Who did the Knicks defeat to win their second NBA championship in 1973? Correct answer, Los Angeles Lakers. Fact number 6. Which seed were the Knicks when they reached the NBA Finals in 1999? Correct answer, 8th. Fact number 7. What phenomenon revitalized the Knicks in 2012? Correct answer, Linsanity. That's it for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. What matters most is that you can recall the names, dates, and outcomes under pressure. You're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. Keep this fresh in your mind, and we'll do another 7 soon.